Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, UniCredit has pulled out of a potential bid for Russian lender Okhrity due to escalating tensions over Ukraine, capping a week of mounting scrutiny over European business ties to Moscow and the threat of sanctions. The Italian lender had shown interest in Okhrity, one of Russia's largest state-run lenders, as chief executive Andrea Orsel seeks to boost its profitability. Given the geopolitical environment, we decided to withdraw from the data room, Orsel said in a media call on Friday, referring to UniCredit's due diligence on a possible transaction. Next, Boris Johnson could delay plans for a £12 billion national insurance rise in April, a minister has hinted, as pressure mounted on the UK Prime Minister to move to the right to save his job. Johnson, who has been holding a series of meetings with Conservative MPs to try to shore up his position in the wake of the Partygate scandal, is being urged to chart a new course with lower taxes, less regulation and watered-down environmental commitments. Tory MPs and some cabinet ministers are urging Johnson to delay the introduction of the national insurance rise, which will hit in April just as the energy price cap is expected to rise from £1,277 to almost £2,000. And now, Marcel Auclaux, one of SoftBank's highest-paid executives who led a turnaround at WeWork, has left the Japanese technology conglomerate after a falling out with founder Masayoshi Son. SoftBank said in a statement on Friday that there was a mutual agreement to part ways over a successful nine-year partnership, but gave no explanation for the move. Claw's exit as chief operating officer and possible successor to Sun came after months of frosty negotiations over pay, according to people close to the situation. Next up, the Metropolitan Police has asked Sue Gray, the senior civil servant investigating Downing Street parties held during coronavirus lockdowns, to make minimal reference to events it is probing in her report. The Met said it wanted to avoid any prejudice to the investigation into government parties that took place during COVID-19 restrictions. Whitehall officials said the publication of Gray's report, which was commissioned by Prime Minister Boris Johnson, was being held up by concerns it could compromise the police investigation. And finally, Apple posted record revenue of $123.9 billion in the fourth quarter of 2021, an 11% gain from a year before, as its services business expanded and chip shortages were largely confined to iPad sales. The iPhone and computer company's net profit in the last 3 months of the year jumped 20% to $34.6 billion, well above forecasts of $31.1 billion. Apple's stock jumped 5% after the release of its results late on Thursday. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.